Good evening and welcome to another exciting edition of Casey Soccer Karma on KC 107.7. You're listening to Connor Robertson. Today we have a special guest who is the CEO of Cassidra, Mr. Keith Duplessis. We will be discussing the latest 35th clean audit, and we'll also be discussing who is Cassidra and what exactly they do, because I really do feel that people only know Cassidra as the building next to the church or the building next to Workshop 17. So we're going to really bring out what exactly they do, because they're doing some incredible work. Welcome back. So we're having an interview with Keith Duplessis, the CEO of Cassidra. Hi, Keith. How are you doing?
Thank you so much for the opportunity to be on the show.
So before we dive into the recent audit, I wanted to know, can you tell our listeners exactly what Cassidra does? Because as we spoke about online or before the interview, I feel a lot of people know you as the organization next to Workshop 17 or next to the local church, but they don't know exactly who Cassidra is and what you do.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for that question, Connor. Cassidra is a state-owned company that is wholly owned by the Western Cape government, and our mandate is to ensure agricultural and economic development within a rural and land reform context, specifically within the Western Cape. Now, to deliver this mandate, we deliver project and procurement-related services to mainly the Western Cape Department of Agriculture. So as an example, the department approves the implementation of a number of projects to beneficiaries across the province each year. And instead of giving the money to those beneficiaries or successful applicants, funds are actually being transferred to Cassidra to implement. So, for example, as a if a warehouse needs to be built on a farm for a beneficiary, Cassidra will manage the construction process on behalf of that beneficiary. Or if a beneficiary must receive a tractor or any other farming implements or inputs, instead of giving them the money, they will send the money to Cassidra, and we will procure those inputs in line with the Public Finance Management Act and Treasury regulations. So we literally do thousands of financial transactions every year. And obviously to do so while keeping the Auditor General and all the other auditors happy is not a simple task. So obviously this 35th consecutive unqualified audit is something that we're very happy about, and also is testament of our commitment to clean governance. Then we also assist the Department of Agriculture in rolling out the financial record keeping program. So here we have a team of accountants and bookkeepers that assist small farmers with tax compliance, secretarial duties such as CIPC registrations, queries, updates. And then also we produce monthly management accounts and yearly financial statements for these small farmers so that they can then do funding applications in future. Then we also have a national credit regulator license, so we can facilitate small short-term loans from time to time. We're not heavy into that, but we can do that. And obviously then we do a number of other projects for other government institutions and public and private sector partners across the province. That is a mouthful, but that is basically what we're doing, Connor.
You know, what I really like about what you're doing is you're providing non-financial assistance, but where farmers, I see equally in the same light as business owners, where you have to have 1,000 caps. And I like the fact that Cassidra comes on and takes on some of those caps in a non-financial assistance way. Because as we know, I mean, it's easy to give somebody money, but it's so much better just to give them the equipment. It's almost like giving them the fishing equipment to learn to fish. And I think you guys also assist with some training courses as well, which actually gives them those skills to fish. So I really, really love that about you guys. So let's discuss about you guys recently celebrating the 35th unqualified audit. For our listeners who don't understand what an unqualified audit is, can you just give us an idea of what that means?
Okay. So maybe let me just take one step back. Cassidra is audited every year by the Auditor General, and that is done because of the Public Audit Act. So because we are a public enterprise, we need to be audited by the Auditor General. So obviously there are other private enterprises that also provide these services, like your PwCs and those companies. But let me start by highlighting that there are four types of audit opinions that can be achieved by any organization. So that would be an unqualified audit, which is a good one. And then everything else that follows is not so good. So you can then get a qualified audit, or an adverse audit opinion, or a disclaimer audit opinion. But for the benefit of time, I will not go into each of these ones in detail. Safe to say that of these four, the unqualified audit is the best audit outcome that the company can achieve. Now, when one achieves an unqualified audit with no findings, it is often referred to as a clean audit, but technically it's still an unqualified audit. Now, Cassidra again achieved an unqualified audit outcome this year, which basically means that there were no material misstatements in our financial statements, no material deviations in reporting of our performance objectives, and full compliance with all relevant relevant legislation. In fact, we had no material findings, and we actually received a clean audit outcome this financial year. So it's actually we are very chuffed with that.
How does this unqualified audit impact your operations, and how does it impact your clients?
The bottom line here is that no partner of yours would want to partner with somebody that they feel is not dealing with their finances properly, or there are actually there are chances that there might be corruption happening. So I think from that perspective, it's a good value proposition when you go out to international and partners locally to tell them that for 35 years nobody has been found to be corrupt at this organization in such a manner that it will impact on our audit outcome.
Yeah, and it also, I mean, it absolutely impacts positively your credibility as an organization, or as a, let's say, a government-owned company.
That's correct.
So I want to know, a major point in the press release I picked up was that Cassidra made a surplus of $1.8 million for the year, ending 31 March 2024. Here, despite the rising costs in the sector, management was able to implement cost containment initiatives, motivate staff, and continue their focus on growing alternative income streams. Can you just maybe for us touch on some of these containment initiatives as well as the alternative income streams?
100%, that's a good one. I think it's like running a budget at home. In difficult times, you focus on need-to-haves and delay or cancel want-to-haves. So we also looked at simple efficiencies like sharing a trip, for example. So we've got people working in areas across the province. So instead of maybe two or three vehicles going out, maybe only two or one vehicle go out. But we always keep in mind that we need to deliver and to ensure that we serve the people of the province. Obviously, there must be a balance. So we also delayed the purchasing of certain capital equipment, for example. However, understanding that we would probably have to come back in the next financial year to maybe then actually have that expense. So as I say, it's a balancing act, and one needs to understand that we need to serve the people of the province, and we cannot, as one of my colleagues always say, you cannot save yourself rich. So from that perspective, then we need to have this whole idea of going to source new partners, and therefore we've gone out and we've started a new project pipeline where we are developing new projects, and those projects are monitored on a weekly basis to see how we can convert those projects into new revenue streams.
Yeah, and I really like that because, as you know, I mean, your government budget is always finite. Like, it's going to eventually run out. And with agriculture, any sort of business operation, there'll always be a need. So I love the fact that you guys found different ways to ensure that you try your best to continue to meet that need. But for now, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to listen to some music, pay some bills, and we'll see you soon.
Hashtag KC Soccer, KC Soccer. KC. KC.
107.7. We are back. I want to come back to the recent press release. Cassidra spoke about the strategic partners Cassidra has with the Western Cape Department of Agriculture. My question to you is, do you have other strategic partners in place, and how do these partnerships amplify the impact of the work you are doing?
Thanks for that, Connor. Let me again start with the Western Cape Department of Agriculture.
Sure.
I mean, they will remain our main strategic partner and client. We deliver bulk of the projects linked to the Comprehensive Agricultural Support Program, as well as their food security programs. Then we assist them in delivering their disaster response programs. This includes river protection works and rolling out of ecological infrastructure to reduce the impact of disasters, for example. So they will remain our key strategic partner. However, we have made major strides in linking up with other partners, including Cape Nature, Garden Route District Municipality, Mossel Bay Municipality, Breda Olifants Catchment Management Agency, which is BOKMA. We've signed MOUs with the Land Bank, Stellenbosch University, and the Atlanta Special Economic Zone, to name but a few. So these partners, obviously, when we choose these partners, we obviously look at our mandate and make sure that whatever these partners can offer and we can offer them, that we actually assist each other in reaching our mandates. So this will then obviously allow us to extend our reach within the rural areas of the province. We are also in talks with numerous other organizations, including financial partners, potential partners like Old Mutual, African Bank, for example. So, yeah, I think all these partnerships we are looking at to see whether we cannot do more in the rural areas, because we understand that, as you've mentioned earlier, the budgets that we receive from our parent department, which is the Department of Agriculture, will remain under constraint, will be constrained going forward, and that will limit our impact within the province, and we need to have private and other public partners to extend our reach within these areas.
So breaking away from the recent audit and everything, I wanted to find out by you, what are some of the key areas you're currently focusing on?
So I think for us, the main thing would be our self-sustainability. As I mentioned, budgets are tight. And for us, especially within the next few years, we would want to see ourselves becoming, almost want to say, less dependent on state funding, and then also making sure that we partner with more departments so that we also spread that load, if I want to say, of government funding that we do receive. For example, we have now our Minister of Agriculture, PAS, is now our Minister of Agriculture, Economic Development and Tourism. So that allows us then also to potentially form partnerships with the Department of Economic Development and Tourism. And then, obviously, there's also the Department of Infrastructure nowadays. So, and we do play in project management space, so that will allow us to obviously also do smaller project or construction-related projects, especially within the rural areas. So we are building a project pipeline, as I've discussed earlier, and that probably will then also allow us to unlock some new revenue opportunities that will allow the company then to do a little bit more in these areas.
So we always discuss about what the organization or the company is doing, and I feel like there always needs to be a highlight on what are some of the success stories when we speak about these areas that you're busy with. Can you just maybe detail for us some really awesome success stories that you've come into contact with?
So Connor, you will remember that in the past few months we've been hit by a number of serious floods, we have been involved in river protection works for quite some time. So we would build groins in rivers to stem the flow of rivers, and that then helps to protect agricultural land as well as crops that are sitting on the banks of these rivers. And we've got some nice stories from Department of Agriculture where it showed how these interventions within these rivers have actually saved an enormous amount of agricultural land and crops, obviously then having a major economic impact, a positive impact. Then also we've aided some beneficiaries that are now producing for local retailers such as Shoprite Checkers, and some of them are actually selling the are also selling their products overseas. So we are obviously proud of these companies. I obviously don't want to mention names here, but I think these companies include agro processing companies, fruit and vegetable producers, as well as some wine producing producers, and all these companies, I'm glad to say, are black owned companies. So obviously our mandate is mainly to assist the previously disadvantaged companies. So I think that it, to me, is very awesome to see these companies then enter into a space where they traditionally were sort of not able to enter into.
And it's really awesome that it's always that you guys walk a journey with these clients. It's not as if these clients are coming, or these beneficiaries, sorry, are coming to you and they're already made entities. They're coming to you, they're startups or, you know, growing companies or organizations, and through your interventions we are eventually getting to that point, which is such an awesome way of just seeing the impact that you're making. I wanted to look at how you see Cassidra developing in the future. Well, not developing, let's say evolving.
Yeah. We see ourselves as serving more government departments and municipalities, both local and district municipalities. I think a number of these government enterprises, they do struggle in terms of sometimes delivering on their mandates. And it's not, sometimes it's how they are geared. We are a special government business enterprise. We are geared to do things much quicker and better than, I wouldn't say better, but quicker and more efficient than your normal government business or government departments. So we will look to see whether we can't focus more on assisting these departments and municipalities. Then we will also obviously look at seeking more international funding through partnerships. We've recently went out on an expression of interest where we actually looked at partnering with private enterprises. I think we've signed 6 or 7 memorandums of understanding over the past year. And those partnerships will potentially allow us to also now source other private funding that will allow us also to then, as I love to say, expand our reach. We want to become a leading project management company that will focus on infrastructure development within a rural context, because that's our mandate. And this this will include the construction of rural roads, schools, clinics. And here we hope that we could potentially do more work for, say, the Department of Infrastructure, because sometimes a lot of the focus of these departments are within within your cities and we think and metropoles, and we think that we could potentially then assist them to also reach those rural areas better. Yeah,
because, I mean, if I think about it, there's a lot of initiatives currently right now where there is a growing demand for sustainable farming, especially in your local areas, where assistance is given to these local farmers in the rural areas where they're literally just farming off their garden. And I think that's such an awesome thing to go and say, that's a great initiative. We would like to expand on that.
100%.
I wanted to know by you, before we conclude this interview, is there anything specifically you guys are working on that you would like our listeners to know about?
One thing that really excites me is our food security program. And I think in the past financial year, 2023-24, we've completed approximately or very close to 10,000 household and community projects. Now, of this, we completed more than 160 community food projects. So what is a community food security project? That is a food garden that we implement at schools, churches, or with NGOs, and the purpose of those gardens would be to produce fresh crops for own consumption, or maybe to sell on the open market to generate some income. So, and what excites me about this program is that there's so much opportunity with this program, because what we are now thinking is that is also part of our thinking going forward, is to actually create a market for these, say, 10,000. Say if 10% of that 10,000 can start selling their product or excess product back into a market, then we are actually creating, stimulating the economy. And I think so we will focus a lot more on trying to stimulate the economy through the creation of market for these food security projects, but also looking at it from a nutritional perspective, keeping in mind that our new minister that has been reappointed, he has got four strategic ministerial priorities, which he calls actually ABFM, which is competing with KCFM. that would be your agricultural support, business support, food security and nutrition, as well as market access. And those four things, all of those four things actually speaks to what we do as Cassidra. And I think that it's just, we are just 100% aligned with his vision and with creating proper food and nutritious food for people of our province.
What I really like about what you guys are doing from a business perspective is that you're not just helping people begin their business or start their business. You're helping them grow their business, because, you know, machinery, fertilizer, seed, and all of those things, those are quite expensive things. And you're providing them with a jumping board, where they can literally grow their business, and then you also now are providing an access to market. So I really, really like that whole journey you go on with the business or the farmer. So before we conclude the interview, I want you to give our listeners who might be interested in your initiatives contact details, just so that they can contact anyone at Cassidra.
I think they could potentially contact, let them contact me directly. So my phone number would be 021-863-5000. That is 021-863-5000. And or they can send an email to kduplessis@cassidra.co.za. That's kduplessis@cassidra.co.za.
Thank you so much for all your insight, and just thank you so much for your insight. I hope you guys enjoyed this insightful interview. We will see you same time, same place. God bless.
#KCSoccer, KC 107.7.